Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
Hey there, and good morning, everybody, on this Tuesday morning, April the 10th. Glad you're with us on A Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. It is, cloudy has been, 32 degrees. Where are we headed for today? A high of 46. Thursday it'll be 74. So, yay, some warmer temperatures, and then back to the cold again. we were talking about Facebook yesterday, just reading all the Facebook posts yesterday about, you know, all the one-liners and cracks and all the funny things about where in the world is our warm weather that's supposed to be here, at least some warm weather by now. But it has not arrived as of yet. But partly sunny today and a high of 45, below the normal of 61 for this day. It was 70 a year ago today. How are you doing? Had a busy night last night. Was honored to be the MC again for the 96th annual Kiwanis of CU Men's Basketball Banquet. They've been doing that since 1921 and been an honor to host that the last several years. We'll talk about that a little bit. The Donald Trump, the president's attorney's office, is raided by the FBI. They say about a dozen FBI agents involved in that. Among the information they say they were looking for was information on a payment to Stormy Daniels, of course. You saw all of that on 60 Minutes recently. The president tweeting about that today. We've talked about this yesterday, but today is the day, D-Day, if you will, for Mark Zuckerberg over at Facebook. He testifies on Capitol Hill today. He's expected to face some tough questioning when it comes to the personal information of millions of users. The president, as you just heard from CBS, canceling a trip to South America. He's going to monitor the Syrian situation. A little bit of news from China. They backed off a little bit on any potential trade war. At least dialed back some of the conversation. So the stock market is soaring this morning as a result of that. Boy, they react pretty quick to things, don't they? Also, a big night last night over at Unit 4 in the Mellon Administration Building, a packed house for the charter school discussion. The charter school proponents made their case to the Unit 4 school board. They had some questions that the school board did that they felt needed answered. And the folks that were with the charter school, the Charter Academy, saying, well, we'll have to get back to you on some of that. So we'll get into that a little bit. If you happen to see that or you were there, just wonder your impressions, what you thought of all of that discussion. We had a lot of calls about it at the very end of the show yesterday. Also, speaking of discussions, the critical conversation, as it's being called, on the chief, is over at the University of Illinois, organized by Chancellor Robert Jones. Dan Maloney, the last official chief portrayer, is the one of the speakers tonight. Sports news, Cubs get snowed out of their home opener. They pushed back the start time. Remember, we were on the air. They said they were pushing it back an hour. Well, they eventually canceled it. Meanwhile, across town, the White Sox did play, scraped off the snow and played. And a little bit about Patrick Reed's family. I don't know if you've seen all of this. The Masters winner, unfortunately, there's some animosity or, I guess, some division in the family on one side and the other that has been reported on, and it's kind of sad to read about all that. So we'll talk about all of that this morning, 356-9397. I have just an hour, so it's going to go quickly. If you want to get in, 356-9397, you can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us at talk@wdws.com. Voting rolls on for the News Talk 1400 DWS. News Gazette Media is the people's choice. Hope you've done this by now. The best of East Central Illinois. Go to WDWS.com to cast your votes. Everything from dining to your favorite things in town. But check it out. It's easy to do. And the People's Choice is brought to you in part by Express Employment. We'll take our opening break. Get the phone calls going. Texts and emails here at Open Line until 11 or until 10 on the money. Then until 11, we'll be at the Champaign Public Library tomorrow. Back with more after this timeout. Penny for Your Thoughts continues on this Tuesday. It'll be on the money in the 10 o'clock hour. We'll broadcast live from the Champaign Public Library. It's Library Week, National Library Week, so we'll have Donna Pittman and others on from the library tomorrow from 9 to 11. So we hope you'll like that. And then on, let's see, what if, that's tomorrow, that's Wednesday. Then Thursday, among other things, we've got Sam Banks, the executive director of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club, 50th anniversary, and I'm told three members of the 1968 class will be in the studio with us that day on Thursday. And as of now, we've got open lines going here on Friday. May sprinkle in a thing or two along the way, like we like to do, but other than that, we'll have that open line time as well at the end of the week. We're at 9:28 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Let's go to the phones here. Anna Wall is with us. Hey, Anna Wall.
Good morning. And I must apologize because I just very briefly perused the activities that went on when they were discussing the proposed charter school. And my first conclusion is that the superintendent, Susan Zolin, should have had more sociology classes when she was in college, if she went. And I'm saying that because I'm a sociology major.
Mm-hmm. What jumped out at you with what she said?
Well, I mean, just the whole thing, the kind of questions she asked. Led me to believe that she's totally oblivious to the cultural differences among different groups, and particularly my group and her group. Now, first of all, let me point this out. I was raised in an all-black segregated school in the South, in Tennessee. However, even after going to the Army and coming back and going to the University of Illinois, I was able to bluff my way through several courses, at least one course, based on what I learned in the sixth grade in an all-black segregated school in the South. And I'm not kidding, too. Electives that I had to take. Now, what I'm pointing out is the person to whom they were speaking seems to be totally oblivious to cultural differences among my people and the people that she sees from the upper middle class community. And I think that they should take this into consideration. First of all, and I'm pointing out to the fact that the parents are no longer able to whip the kids' butts anymore because they go to school and tell it. And then first thing you know, Children and Family Services coming over taking the kids. Now, culturally, the way I was brought up and the way most blacks my age were brought up and the parents of these children have had that kind of training at home. And so therefore, the culturally different white teachers, or blacks even some, are oblivious to these distinctions and differences. So I'm suggesting that I like what the proponents of the charter school are proposing. I think they're truly on time, and I think that we should be demanding more of our children, but I think that maybe the superintendent and some of the teachers should have more knowledge about the cultural differences. And I think that I brought up before the fact that children can go home and tell their parents if the teachers punish them, and then the first thing you know, somebody's out there arresting them for punishing their own children. Yeah. That's just an example of cultural difference. Yeah.
Okay.
So I am all in favor of what they are proposing, that there should be a charter school for these culturally different children. And as some Afro-Americans, and many of them, I might say, most of them, are culturally different. And that's what I have to say.
All right. Hey, Anna Wall, thank you. Have a great day. And appreciate you using the phone there that didn't have the buzz in it. Thank you for doing that. I think we got her phone worked on there and fixed, so that was good, so we can hear what she has to say. All right, we got news headlines. Gertie, hang on. We'll get to you. We've got texts and emails here we want to get to as well. And Facebook offering up to a $40,000 bounty. We'll tell you what that's about after the news headlines here.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Welcome back. Penny for Your Thoughts. On this day, that song was number one in the country, What a Fool Believes. Doobie Brothers. On this day in 1979, this day in 1912, the British liner Titanic, RMS Titanic, set sail from England. And it was this day in 1947, the Brooklyn Dodgers president Branch Rickey purchased the contract of Jackie Robinson from the Montreal Royals. If you've seen the movie, What, 42, you know that story. Back to the phones. Hey, Gertie, how are you today?
I'm good. Hey, I just heard Anna Wall Scott on the phone a minute ago, and then I thought, last week I called in about Planned Parenthood and the founder, Margaret Sanger, and Anna Wall came back on the radio and asked me to call back. I'm not just sure what she wanted, but anyhow, I'll go over it again. Margaret Sanger was the founder of Planned Parenthood, and she believed in improving the human race by discouraging reproduction among persons she presumed to have undesirable traits. And I'm quoting one thing she did say. She said, colored people are like human weeds and need to be exterminated. And I know Anna Wall did say she did not know that Hillary Clinton, I quote Hillary also, I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, and her vision. If I encourage people to Google Margaret Sanger, and they'll have a different picture of exactly what Planned Parenthood really is. Also, I could call back and give you my phone number off the air if Anna Wall would want to call me.
Okay. Yeah, just call Ed back and give him the number.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
356-9397. Facer Law Office invites you to attend their free seminar, Seven Secrets You Need to Know to Protect Your Home, Your Assets, and Your Family from the Loss Costs of Long-Term Care. Learn about the law that completely changes the rules, and much more today, April 10th. That's today, Tuesday, April 10th at 1:30 at the I Hotel, where we had the basketball banquet last night from Kiwanis. Facer Law Office, 337-1111. Reserve your spot, 337-1111. Got a text in from Dale. He says, has the guy, Doug, from Rantoul contacted Senator Durbin? He was on the radio this morning. I think he'd be the first one to contact, So Dale says, hope that helps. Thanks. Back to the phones. Good morning to Jim.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Hey, that's exactly what I wanted to talk about was Elizabeth Hess's interview this morning. Seemed like it went on for about 2 hours with Illinois' second most corrupt politician, Dick Durbin.
The senior senator?
Yeah, yes. Dick Durbin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's eclipsed only by Madigan, I think, as far as dirt goes. Anyway, she fed him leading question after leading question. That's okay, too, because that's what she does, and she's good at it. My complaint is that a while back I heard her refer to herself as a journalist. She can be a commentator, she can be a talk show host, she can be anything she wants. But like so many on the left, they call themselves journalists, and that is absolutely not true. And that's my point.
Yeah, well, a journalist is someone who, the definition is, you cover stories, like we have people here that write stories. like Lindsey Jones went out and covered the Unit 4 meeting. I mean, she's being a journalist. She's covering, Julie Worth covers the U of I. Now, you know, Elizabeth, over the years, she's been a traffic reporter. She's been a morning host. You know, journalist is a term that gets thrown around a lot. But, you know, she's a more right now, she's a morning show host. You know, she has opinions, and we all do. And, you know, she
sure
expresses
does.
Them.
That's,
so,
That's good for her. And that's her job, and she does it well. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't agree, you know, she does it. But the fact, I mean, like I say, she can be a talk show host. She can be a commentator. But these people calling themselves journalists are not. Top to bottom, and
well,
you see so much of it.
And that's, I think, unfortunately, I mean, not just, you know, with in regards to anything she's done or what she's doing now as far as being a host, but on TV, it's sometimes hard to distinguish between, you know, what's regular news, you know, like Brett Baer does a news show on Fox, and what's Sean Hannity. I mean, there's a difference between those two.
Right. So, Hannity's not a journalist either.
He's not.
He's a commentator. He's a talk show host. Anyway, that is my, you know, it's just when you're so biased, you're not a journalist. It's just that simple.
Hey, thanks, Jim.
The question. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Good to hear from you. 356-9397. Another thing I was going to mention on this day in history, 1971, a table tennis team from the U.S. arrived in China. Remember the ping pong diplomacy? And it was a year ago today that Justice Neil Gorsuch took his place as the newest addition on the bench of the Supreme Court, restoring a narrow conservative majority. The Alabama governor, Robert Bentley, also resigned rather than face impeachment on this day 1 year ago. So Neil Gorsuch has been at the Supreme Court. A couple of questions. One, are you going to mention the walkout for life tomorrow? I just don't know a whole lot about it, but sure, you just did. So if you have some more information, feel free to call me or pass some along as to what's going on there. Also, does Illinois baseball play today? If so, what time and where? Yes, 4 o'clock, Illinois Field against Illinois State. That was originally a 6 o'clock first pitch. It's 4 o'clock today. 9:45, a quick break. Back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Man, this goes fast. With an hour on the money at 10 here on DWS. Here's a couple of names to remember, J.T. Warmbier or Steve Emke, 359-2111, or visit spring-green.com. And right now is the most important application of the year, fertilizer, pre-emergent weed control, and it's never too late to get up on grub control as well. They guarantee weed control with at least three applications. All of Spring Green's technicians are licensed by the state of Illinois. Spring Green's full program customers, backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. If you're not completely satisfied with the results of a Spring Green application, they'll fix what's wrong or offer another application at no additional charge. And right now, for limited time, new customers save 20% off when you choose Spring Green's full program. And if you prepay right now, you'll save up to an additional 10% off the full program price for a possible total savings of 30%. Spring Green is America's neighborhood lawn care team, serving all of East Central Illinois for over 35 years, including Gibson City and the Mattoon-Charleston area. They also work with the fields over at the University of Illinois, the athletic fields. So, again, Spring Green is the place to call, 359-2111. Visit spring-green.com. All right, let's see here. I want to mention Facebook offering a $40,000 bounty if you find the next big data leak. More on that in just a moment. Phyllis is with us here at 949. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. I know some of the topics today have been a little heavy, and that's all right. They need to be discussed. What I'm calling about is, as you continue to make this your program,
mm-hmm.
I would really love it if you would bring forward the local theater talent. Parkland right now has a musical called Memphis, and the high schools always put on a spring play or musical.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I know Jim did this quite a bit. That was one of his specialties.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really love it if you would continue with that part of Penny.
Yep. I know that Centennials has one coming up here pretty soon, don't they? Or are they? I know usually
I
it's in April.
They do, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, to have a spokesperson or some of the cast and crew out to kind of give a little overview of what the program is going to be,
mm-hmm.
that would be so wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Phyllis. Yeah, I've been thinking about how to do that and when to do it. And some of the, there's been a little turnover in a couple of areas with the schools that I don't know them as well as the gym knew them. So just got to work through some of that. But, yeah, certainly open to that.
All right, great. Okay. Thank you, Brian. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. 356-9397 is the phone number. Any topic like that you want to put on the table? I grew up listening to this show on Open Line. I know that there are a lot of thoughts out there that percolate maybe about the station or about current events. Doesn't always have to be politics or current issues. It certainly can be. If there's something that, hey, I want to talk about, I want to bring this up, you'd be surprised at how many other people might be thinking, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. So I'm always always amazed by that, growing up hearing that and the way it worked. 9:51 here at DWS. Real quick, let me give you this Facebook story, and then we'll go back to the phones here. The company announcing a bounty program today, which would reward people who find cases, this is Facebook now, of data abuse on its platforms. Payouts start at $500, and people can receive more than $40,000 for big discoveries. The data abuse program is the first of its kind in the industry. The Facebook's head of security, product security, said to CNBC this morning, a door is always open if a whistleblower wants to say there's something sketchy here. Cases that are brought to Facebook's attention and submitted with evidence will be vetted by its bug and data abuse bounty team. How about that? I'd like to be on that team. It's bug and data abuse bounty team. The company will investigate the report and decide what action to take. There are 10 people on the bug bounty team. All of this part of the Facebook attempt to try to recover from some of the bad press they've gotten. And Zuckerberg today testifying on Capitol Hill. He's going to be grilled on a few things, I'm sure. 9:52, again, on the money at 10. We'll be at the Champaign Public Library tomorrow. We'll have some great guests from there as it's National Library Week tomorrow, 9 to 11. Thomas jumps in here. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Good.
Hey, I just want to thank Gertie also for bringing out that information, and I encourage the rest of the listening audience to probably take a look into the practice of eugenics and how it may or may not affect our society today. I think that information is very, very, very important to understanding some of the things that are going on, and I just wanted to throw that 2 cents out there.
Okay. Having to do with Margaret Sanger, you're talking about. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Thomas.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day. We're back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. Got a little segment I may start doing here from time to time called In Case You Missed It. Some stories that may fall through the cracks. You may not have seen these. Try to do these maybe at the end of an hour on occasion. And I've got two or three of those. I'll pass those along and take your phone calls, emails, and texts here in a moment. All right, 356-9397 is the phone number you can join us on here today. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us at talk@wdws.com. April 9th, yesterday, was the 60th anniversary of the first documented case of a tornado detected by radar. The water survey staff at Willard Airport captured the historic event on film April 9th of 1953, and that led to the National Weather Radar Network in the U.S. And obviously that's, back to 1953. The radar hosted at located Willard Airport south of Champaign was being used along with the rain gauge network to delete radar signals with rain rates. So the anniversary of that anyway, back to 2013. So we're up to 65 years now. Yeah, I thought that was a little strange. Okay, yeah. So 65 back to 1953. So that's interesting. Also, I don't know if you heard about Seth Meyers, in case you missed this. The Seth Meyers baby boy made a dramatic entrance into the world, the lobby of the comedian and wife's apartment building on Sunday. The Late Night with Seth Meyers host, Welcome to Second Child. The host thanked the New York Police Department, who arrived just after the baby did and helped cut the cord. His neighbors put towels in the dryer to keep the baby warm with more until help arrived. He said, I called 911 over the course of a minute conversation, Seth Meyers said. He said, we're about to have a baby. We're having a baby. We had a baby. And also, G Sports League veteran Andre Ingram got the call. He's waited 10 years for this week. He worked and grinded it out in the NBA's minor league for 10 years. He learned he had earned a contract to play for the purple and gold for the Lakers' final two games. He found out unexpectedly while doing an exit interview with the South Bay Lakers, was greeted by the Lakers president Magic Johnson and general manager Rob Pelinka. The Lakers took video of the moment and posted it on social media. In 384 games in the NBA Developmental League, Ingram, who's 32, has made a G League record 713 three-pointers at a 46% clip. He'll suit up for two games at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. The Lakers host the Rockets on Tuesday tonight and are visiting the visiting team against the Clippers. The Lakers and Clippers, if you don't know, play in the same building for Wednesday's regular season finale. So that's a pretty cool story. And text Dave talking about the base, the trailer park south of the base that has arsenic in the water. Has he heard anything about that and what people can do? That was kind of in question to what Doug had talked about at the start of the show. Okay, we are just about out of time here for today. Again, we'll be at the Champaign Public Library tomorrow, 9 to 11. We'll have some outstanding guests for you there. Can I update you on what's happening with the library? You know, the library's changed, as you know, over time with what they do. It's not as simple as just, I mean, it used to be just go get a book, right? But there's a lot more to it than that, and a lot more that they do. A lot of great services they provide there, and a great facility. I love going in there. We'll broadcast from there live tomorrow, 9 to 11, and we'll be back with you, of course, in studio on Thursday. I'm Brian Barnhart. Thanks for being with us. WDWS, Champaign-Urbana, it's 10 o'clock.